You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This is famous cartoonist Art Baltazar. You're listening to Reading Comics with Your Kids Podcast.com. You guys are awesome. Oh, yeah.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Comics with My Kids. I'm Matt D, and with me today is...
Logan D. Melody D.
Okay, and we went to the Northwest Indiana Comic Con, which was on February 15th of 2020. This was actually Melody and Logan's first time at a Comic Con. So, Logan, what were your thoughts... What was your opinion of the Comic-Con? What did you like?
Well, I liked meeting Art Balthazar.
And what else did you like about the Comic-Con?
That we got pins and slime and putty.
Yeah, we got a lot of cool swag, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know what swag is? Huh? Swag is an acronym for Stuff We All Get.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Kind of cool, huh? Yeah. All right, so you said...
We got candy bars, too.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
I also liked getting the dollies.
No.
Doink. I liked getting the Once Upon a Platypus. It's quite interesting.
That's right. We did learn about a new book while we were there called Once Upon a Platypus by Ron Braun. Now, Ron was nice enough to record a message for us, but unfortunately, I lost it. So, my apologies, Mr. Braun, but we don't have your audio anymore. Back to Logan's opinions on the Comic-Con. So, Logan, what else did you like about the Comic-Con?
I kind of like how we spun the wheel. Because it got us stuff and it helps kids in need or donates to the Indian. Or to donate to Humane Indiana.
Okay, so along with that, Logan, you said that we met Art Balthazar.
Yes.
What do you want to say about Art Balthazar?
Well, he made a comic that I really like called Grimm's Island. I really like reading that. I have 2 through 4 books of it.
What else did Mr. Balthazar write that you've read?
Well, he wrote this book called Drew and Jot that we actually bought off of him.
Yep. And what'd you think of Drew and Jot?
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah?
It looks like a kid drew it, too.
That's right. He did. His art style looks very very kid-orientated, isn't it? Like yeah. a kid has drawn it.
I really think it's funny how Andrew drew.
That's right. The story... look, why don't you grab the book? Real quick. It's underneath that stack of comics over there.
Underneath the...
Isn't it there? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's on that other stack over there. Mm-hmm. Careful not to knock anything over, okay? It's the third book down. There you go.
I think it's actually this.
Okay, so why don't you read the back of the book real quick, and that way we can let the audience know what it is. Yeah.
Fifth grade best friends Andrew and Foz are creating the perfect superhero crossover with the power of their imaginations. Andrew's laser-eyed heroes Drew and Jot team up to fight Foz's Dr. Danger. As the pair trade sketchbooks back and forth to create an epic with new action epic with new characters and new adventure. But what happens when Andrew's little sister doodles in his sketchbook and changes the world of Drew and Jot forever? Can Andrew and Foz work together and save the creation?
So, you really liked that book, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right. So, Melly, why don't you come over here? All right. So, what book did we pick up for you to read?
Platypus.
Once Upon a Platypus. Yes, and Oh, we haven't read that to you yet, have we? We started reading it. Did you hear all four issues?
I only heard two words of one book.
Oh, well, shoot, we'll have to correct that. We'll tell you what, we'll record a separate one of just Once Upon a Platypus. We'll call it part two of our Northwest Indiana Comic Con episode. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right, so, all in all, guys, did you really enjoy the Northwest Indiana Comic Con?
Yeah!
Yes.
Shot like that. All right. So, are you looking forward to maybe going next year?
Yeah!
All right. So,
they have coloring sheets from there, too.
Oh, that's right. Hey, and what else did you guys do while we were out looking around?
We spun a wheel to get stickers.
Yeah, we
free stickers.
Yep, we did. You did spin a wheel for free stickers, and that was at the 501st booth, because the 501st, which is a cosplay group. Oh, speaking of cosplay, what did you guys dress up as? Didn't you guys dress up for the Comic-Con?
Yeah, I dressed up as Hulk. Hulk smash!
All right, and who did you dress up as?
Anna.
That's right, Anna from Frozen. And who? What did Daddy dress up as? I dressed up as a podcaster.
No, you didn't. You didn't bring anything podcaster.
Sure I did. I meant Mike, my recorder.
Good point.
This has been episode one of our Northwest Indiana Comic Con cover. We are looking forward to episode two, where we'll talk about Once Upon a Platypus by Ron Braun, and Melody will give us a review of what she thought of the book. All right. Well, thank you all, and have a wonderful evening, or day, or morning, depending on when you're listening to this.